Yeah, it's going down, man. We back on the Riding the Bench Show. 214-431-5062. The Mr. Loving Man segment of the show. Hey, man. What's going on? Would you date an ex? Would you go back to your ex? Why not?
Just don't work.
Just don't work. You just giving up on love. You're giving up on love.
Nah, you ain't giving up on love. You just smart.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it just don't work. I got some exes that I would go back to.
Love.
I got some that it might work.
Ain't nothing wrong with having with some.
Yeah, ain't just, nothing wrong with having some.
Just now. Young and you know, it didn't work out. But it was still it's still that up. The potential is still there. But some of these ones I done had,
you don't even want them no more.
You don't even want to fool with them.
Nah, it ain't
worth it. It ain't worth the trouble.
Like Kanye's, run away from me, baby.
It ain't worth the trouble.
Like, run away.
She ain't worth the trouble.
Wow.
Because once I'm through with you, I'm through.
Is that how you feel?
Unless I'm in need.
That's how you feel for real?
Yeah, when I'm done, I'm done.
You done for the long haul.
I'm done forever.
Wow.
I think he's a bridge burner.
I'm done forever.
Xmas will go back. He'll go back.
I ain't going back.
You'll go back.
Ask him.
Xmas is a
bridge.
I ain't going back.
So once.
I ain't crossing that bridge.
So once it's over, it's over.
But he's a big. Yeah. He's a big bridge burner.
Once it's over,
he
it's
loves
over.
Burning bridges.
I'm through with
he
you.
He throw a bomb on a bridge.
He does.
With the detonator and just bing. It's over.
Yeah, it's over.
Why? Why not keep your bridges clean?
What for?
Away from traffic and everything.
What for?
You might want to go back.
It's too many out there. It's too many bridges to drive on.
It's plenty. It's plenty
to
of
drive
fish.
My lack across.
Oh wow. Oh, the Pinto. Wow. The Pinto across the bridge.
It's too many bridges to drive across.
Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, it's way too many. So why drive across one I done been across 200 times?
All in the same time. That's bad. That's really bad.
Not
you know
at the same
bad.
Time, at different times.
Oh, at different times.
But I don't want to drive back down there.
No.
For what? I done seen the scenery.
Too many cars.
Ain't nothing new.
What about if it's too many cars?
Might be some
through.
Trees or something.
Y'all doing a lot.
You got to trim that. But Rico Rose, what you?
You're doing a lot.
Rico Rose, what do you think, man?
About going? No.
Going back. I'm going mm-hmm. back.
Right after what I just saw on that Halloween picture.
Wow. Yes.
Oh.
Yes. going back.
Oh.
Halloween was crazy, man. It was real crazy. But so if you saw it's like if you saw your ex-girlfriend like, you know, at the Halloween party or just out and about, you wouldn't say nothing to her, you wouldn't speak to her, you wouldn't.
Oh, I'll speak to her, maybe.
Oh, so first you went sure and then you said maybe.
Maybe. It depends.
Yeah, it just kind of depends on the ex, on the situation.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Most of them, I ain't going to speak to them regardless. She going to have to speak to me.
My current ex, she ain't seen me in months.
Hey,
and hopefully I don't ever see her again.
Hey, mine's is going on a year now. Into which you have to see each other, but it's going on a year.
Nah,
what you gonna do
me.
When you see her?
I'm gonna run away like Kanye said.
Run away as fast as I can.
Run away as fast as you can.
Oh man,
that's what I'm gonna do.
That's all you can do.
I mean, why? Why not?
Yeah, like I said, it just depends, man. I mean,
oh, you saying date them though, right?
Yeah, I'm talking about date him. Like, oh, go back into not necessarily a conversation. I mean, we just messing around, but for it's like dating.
Oh, you talking about, I don't know.
Dating.
We won't be dating.
Getting back in the saddle.
No, we can get in the saddle, but we ain't dating.
Oh, so you.
We ain't dating.
So you
I ain't even trying to get in the
no,
saddle.
No, don't get in the saddle because.
It depends on how it ended. You know, like the last one was a little dramatic for me. You know what I'm saying? So I just rather not.
That's what I'm saying because.
It's just too much going on.
If you get back in the saddle. It's going to straddle your feelings.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
it
saying?
Might.
It's going to straddle her feelings for sure.
Well, If what? It ended with you getting out of the car in the middle of the street and I left you, then we probably ain't gonna be doing nothing.
Right.
But other than
nine out of ten, that's how it ends with me.
If you made it home that night.
9 out of 10, it ends with getting out the car.
Somewhere. You might not be at your home, but you're gonna get out.
You're gonna get out the car. And 9 out of 10, that's where it ends with me, and that's why it's never a return.
Yeah, like, it just, yeah, if it ends like that, you know, like I said, sometimes I just feel like it's best that we just on two different levels of the world.
Of hate.
Wow.
Not of hate. That's no, hate. It's just like
sometimes
you hate. Some people you just can't agree to disagree.
That's true.
You know, some people you just naturally you can't get along with. You know,
she may want a $5.99 meal. Yeah, when it's a 99 cent
in a 99 cent,
you never chicken know. Special.
Yeah, you never know. You know what I'm saying? It's just two.
We're arguing about that.
Two opposite opinions.
Because we came up here. For the 99 cent. We didn't come up here for the $5.99 combo meal.
Yeah.
That you're trying to get.
But then you got some exes where it was just typical. You just a little afraid to do.
So you wouldn't get back in the saddle. You wouldn't get back in the saddle.
Nah, I'm not getting in the saddle with any of my exes, except for a couple.
So that's not right. So you will get in the saddle.
I just said that. I said except for a couple. But like I said, it ended on different terms.
Oh, wow.
It ended on different terms. It was more or less a you went this way, I went that way type of thing. We still keep in touch. We still fine. Never had hard feelings for each other.
Have you ever had a slow ex? She was just slow.
Yeah, she wasn't an ex, but we went on a couple of dates in... I think I was slow because it took me a couple of days to figure it out.
Yeah. That's what it was.
But she was fine. So that's what it really was.
That
she
always,
was so fine. I didn't realize something was wrong with it till one day.
She's just slow.
We used that Chili's. And you know how the ketchup gets a little stuck sometimes.
Right.
So you just give it a couple pats.
Yeah, give it a pat.
Pat or two.
Right.
There I go.
Uh-huh.
She decided to take the top off the ketchup.
Oh, wow.
And she says, there's an air bubble. Now.
Okay.
Now, she takes the knife.
Okay.
This is the plastic bottle. That might have been air bubble in a glass bottle back in the day. You have to hit it a couple of times on the bottle.
Yeah, on the bottom with your palm right there.
Yeah. She takes the knife and jabs the ketchup. So hard that the knife went through the plastic. True story. Ketchup is everywhere because it's plastic. So naturally, when she did it,
it looked like a hand.
Nah, and she juggled it and it flung all over. It was just a total
revenge of the nerds.
And you know me, the laugh. That is the hardest.
That's
laugh.
Horrible.
It's the one that you don't want to come out. But your chest is like beating.
It's beating so hard. It has to come out.
You got to let it out.
You're like this. You're like.
Oh, man.
You're like.
Because you don't want to laugh because you see their expression and you're like, oh, man, she going to be mad.
I think I would have let that one out, too.
Well, I finally cracked. You know, asking Rico Sloan not to laugh is.
Yeah.
That's a hard thing.
That's a hard thing to do.
Ask your reform not to
play.
Not to throw interception.
Not to show the dangler.
it's just going to happen.
Wow, man. Hey, slow. Because I had to talk about that earlier today, about dating somebody slow. And I realized one of my exes that I dated, she used to have, like, remedial classes back in high school. I didn't even know that. And so they said... She wasn't in the classes with the big kids. She was, you know,
the big kids
with the ninth graders as a 12th grade, you know. So I mean, I always wonder why she never knew how to use the remote.
Why you had to get
on the remote with the numbers done rubbed off?
Yeah,
you still use it.
That's what I'm saying. She didn't know. She couldn't even go to channel.
You had 13. To sign her on the internet.
Yeah, I had to ask her what's her password.
Well, you know, let me just say this. The new remotes, you know, you got the channel like 5.1, 5.2.
Right. That's the one kind she had.
I ain't going to lie. My mama gets frustrated by it.
Wow.
My mama.
I mean.
She say this all the time. This ain't no calculator.